And then, Michael, your second amendment is for the new item 3 through 7.
Is that written down, sent to us?
I'll try to write it up and send it in. We table that thing and then next person will be having a discussion. So basically, it's to apply the OR in item 8 to items 3 through 8, not just to item 8.
Okay.
Switch support for any higher.
Wait. Paul, did you get the first motion? Transposition of 2 and 3?
Okay, I have change orders, order of items 2 and 3, and did we pass that or not?
Yes, that's now incorporated into the motion without objection.
Okay.
The next motion is to append to every item from 3 through 7 the words or provide written support for any higher figure. Is that correct, Michael?
Yes, sure.
Say the words again.
That's in item 8, or provide written support for any higher figure. I was trying to do that just once, and I didn't freak away, but that's really simple.
Okay, so it says, append to items 3 through 7, the words, quote, or provide written support for any higher figure. Is that it?
Yes.
Ah. I think it better be 3 through 6, because 7th is about expenses.
Okay, so a 7 would say any lower figure.
I'm sorry, Paul. I know that the hour is late. Paul, I'm waiting on I got it from you.
Yeah, I'm getting it. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, so it's to append to items 3 through 6 the words, quote, or provide written support for any higher figure, and for item 7, the words,
Or provide written support
for any lower figure.
Perfect.
Quotation marks on that are going to go nuts. Okay.
Thank you.
That is the amendment. Is there any objection to appending that language to those lines?
I have no objection, but I do need to abstain because I haven't read the motion, so I don't want to vote on any of the amendments or the motion itself. And I may also get dropped off because I'm getting on an elevator.
She really is in the agenda.
I'm sorry?
She doesn't have it in front of her, Michael. Is there any objection? Okay, hearing no objection, that amendment is now incorporated into the motion.
Bill for the second.
The final amendment we have pending is Bill's original motion, which was to add the language in a non-enumerated paragraph at the end that said the NFC shall follow the same procedures for all stations. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, and just to explain that, the implications, that would probably mean we need to redo KPFA's budget because they did not provide any information for fund drive fulfillments, and they were assuming 91% even through September of next year, which seems extraordinarily high when you only have 1 month to get those fulfillments in. and I think the 91% is probably high anyway for the other months. Also, it would similar things would require substantial reductions in the draft budgets we've seen for WBAI, WPFW, and WPFA. So I think we should do that. I think we need to make sure we are realistic about our revenue estimates and all these other line items, but I just want to make sure you understand that. I don't want to just single out KPFT for this. And another, I guess I can make this a separate amendment, but those, all those enumerated dollar amounts at the end of each of those lines, they're all going to change when you do number one, which is update July and August 2015 columns to incorporate actual figures.
No, those dollar figures were from the August actuals.
Well, line one says to update July and August 15 columns to incorporate the actuals.
That's
the
right.
Forecasts.
I drew up the motion. The dollar figures that you're referring to, I derived from the 12 months
the
actuals for August 2015.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I didn't check that, but okay.
Okay, further discussion on Bill's Amendment. Is there any objection to Bill's Amendment?
Yes.
Adriana objects. We'll go to a vote on that. Paul, can you call the roll?
Yeah, give me a sec. Okay, the amendment is to add at the end, quote, and the NFC shall follow the same procedures for all stations' budgets. Lydia Prezan.
Pat.
Adriana Kasanov.
No.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Brian Edwards-Kiekert?
Abstain.
R. Paul Martin? Yes. Tony Norman?
Abstain.
Michael Novick?
Abstain.
Serene Roberts? Nancy Sorden?
No.
Barbara Wipperman, going back. Lydia Prezan?
No.
Serene Roberts?
No.
Okay, it's 2-4, 4 against, 3 abstentions.
That amendment fails. We're back to the main motion with the two previous amendments incorporated into it. Does anyone have any further amendments they'd like to propose?
Bill, brief discussion.
Sure, go ahead, Bill.
So without the amendment, then essentially you're saying these standards should only apply to KPFT and not to the other stations, which I find, frankly, rather offensive and almost guaranteed to produce wacky deficits, wacky budgets and large deficits next year. So I cannot support this motion without that amendment or the equivalent, if somebody wants to propose an equivalent amendment.
Sorry, I heard two people at once. Was it Lydia and Adriana?
Yes.
Okay. I'll take Lydia, then Adriana, and then Michael. And encourage everyone not to repeat points that others have already made because we're very short on time. Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay. So I think that in principle, of course, I agree there needs to be parity. I don't think we should single out one particular station and set one at a higher standard than the other. But each station has peculiar deficiencies and pluses and minuses and different areas that you have to focus on where it's all quite different. But I take this in the same as the same model as we did the provisos was that this year, at the beginning of this year? Anyway, that they were slightly different because of the differing circumstances, but nevertheless, they focused on the same scrutiny and necessity to not have fantasy budgets, but to bring them in to into some more realistic mode. And as I said, I had already pointed out there was already some differences. It's the only budget where there are proposals for raises and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, so I do expect that this committee, I have no doubt that this committee is going to apply the same standards, not necessarily the exact same wording for every single proviso that we generate for each budget. And that was the only reason I didn't vote for the previous amendment, and I will be voting for the motion as amended right now, however. Thank you.
Adriana.
Yes, basically, I'm sorry, but Lydia said almost everything. We need to have every situation, every station, we talk about the specific. Don't have any problem when we talk about another budget to use what applies to that budget. But KPFT is the only one till now that it's the third meeting that we should have a budget plus five or six meetings of the local station board, and we didn't have a budget. It sounds like they don't have directives that they can follow. I think that this will give an idea to them what we wish or what the TND and the National Finance Committee is looking for. I think that will be helpful for them. That is the main reason. Thank you.
Michael?
Yeah, I think each station has to look at the PRA. In other words, we just made some suggestions to PRA. They're going to adopt, and we have the situation at WBAI where if you just went by the previous 12 months, they're not going to be operable. So I think that each station has its own cases. I think for KPFK, we already went over the budget and did some of these point by points, and the management has come back with additional payroll cuts, reductions, and anticipated listener revenues and so on that were proposed by this committee. So I don't think it's only applying to KPFT. I just think each station is a little different than has to be considered separately.
I'll throw myself on the stack. I think we need to apply a similar level of rigor to our analysis of each station. In reference to what Michael said, I think if we cut below what we can raise, the station won't stay on the air. We can't actually let that be an excuse for deficit spending at any station because we don't have the money to cover a deficit. But that's a discussion that we're going to have further down the line with those budgets. KPFT is in a unique situation because it's one of the stations to go first because it has a business manager and it got us the data, which is great for them. But it also came to us saying there's no agreement between our management and our local station board on what the budget should look like. And I think when we have a budget that we don't feel we as a committee can approve, it's incumbent on us to say what specifically we're looking for. That doesn't mean management can't come back and say, we think this is a bad idea and here's a better alternative. But we have to give them guidance. Otherwise, we're just being non-productively negative. And I would point out that KPFT is a station that came to us projecting a double-digit increase percentage-wise in revenues on the tails of coming up 20% short on their first fund drive of the fiscal year. KPFA is a station that proposed a budget with $850,000 less revenue than it booked the year before, and that just beat its first fund drive target by about $20,000. The circumstances are different, although each budget should get a similarly rigorous level of scrutiny, and I hope similarly productive suggestions. Any further discussion before we go to a vote on the motion as amended? Okay. Is there any objection to the KPFT motion as it stands?
Yes.
Paul, could you please call the roll?
Yeah, hold one second. All right. We don't need to reread the whole motion, I think, right? Okay, Lydia Berzon.
Yes.
Adriana Kasanov.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
No.
Brian Edwards Tiekert.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. Abstain. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick. Serene Roberts.
Okay. With my yes,
I'll come back. Nancy Sorden.
Abstain.
Barbara Wipperman. Okay, Michael Novick.
Oh, yes.
Okay, it's 5-4-1 against 3 abstentions.
The motion carries. We are now on to a check-in regarding the status of outstanding budgets. So, what we haven't heard anything from tonight is the National Office or WPFW. Is there anyone here? Well, Libby, I guess you're from the National Office now.
Oh, my God. Stefan isn't on tonight,
yeah.
Okay.
If he is, he's been very quiet.
Okay. No, I have nothing to say right now. Except we're trying to get into the single services, but that's not enough. And the same thing, I plan to do a mail drop and...
Okay, so not to add to your pile of woes, and I know there are like multiple competing, incredibly important things competing for Efren's time, which is scarce, but it's a problem that we don't have a first draft of a budget for the National Office.
Yes, it's definitely on my priority list, and I will also add that as the interim ED, I am doing so without a salary. So whether that makes a little bit of a dent for this in the short period of time, but we would still have to budget, barring some policy on the part of the PMB, that we would still have to budget for a permanent ED for next year. So, anyway.
You and Efren can talk about what you want to propose, but what would be really useful to us, again, I'm not even saying drawing up a budget should be the top priority, because I know there are multiple other things competing for people's time there, but it would be useful for us to have a firm timeline on which we could expect a budget.
Yes, okay, we'll do.
And WPFW, Nancy, where are you all at with your revisions?
We are still working on it. We've been working hard. We've identified a lot of places where we are not actually paying anything, like our utilities. There was a line with saying we paid utilities, but actually that's included in our rent. So we've been finding little things like that, and we're also trying to sort out the... whether or not all the different streams of income are included in the listener support or not, in just making sure that we're not double entering income. And I thought that we had that, and then we got some actuals from Efren today, and I'm not not sure. I have to talk to him about it and to Markeisha about it. So, anyways, I thought we were getting close. I think we'll have something for the next. We should have all these things for the next.
Okay.
Monday, the week from today, you want it?
Preferably ahead of time. Some people can't review budgets when they get them the day of. I'm one of them.
So a week from today would be...
A week from today, yeah.
Be a week from the next meeting, right?
No, a week from today would be a day before the next meeting.
Oh.
No, like Tuesday.
Okay. Yeah, a week from today. So we're going to have a meeting, a working meeting to work on as well with our local finance.
Great. And I didn't ask, the meeting that I had to leave early to go to a fundraiser was scheduled to discuss KPFK's budget. We don't have minutes from that meeting yet. Where did the committee leave KPFK's budget?
I was thinking of later revision, I think, after that meeting.
Waiting for a motion, I think. We could not get a motion at the end of that meeting, and it just adjourned, so it's...
And the sense of the sense, what was the sense of the committee or the management? Was the budget needing further revision or just disposition?
There were some further revisions made after that meeting. I think I sent another revision to the committee a week or so ago. Okay.
Michael, can you send whatever the newest version is, and I'll schedule it for review at our next meeting?
Yeah, I'll check in tomorrow with the announcement, too. So I think there was some discussion about the business manager position between the national office and the station.
Okay, great. All right, we have exhausted our extension. The only remaining agenda item is cash flow. Efren is not around to discuss it. If anyone wants to move to extend, now would be the time to do it. The silence is impressive.
Does Lydia have an update on that? If so, I'd like to move to extend.
No, I have no update on anything. It's fine. First full day. Or second, I guess. But, no.
Okay, I'll carry it over to next week's agenda, although we'll be tight with the budgets we're going over. Cash flow will be very temporarily better while the stations have money coming in from their fall fund drives. That doesn't mean that we're not set up to have a complete crisis next month. So we should start looking at forecasts. But if there's no motion to extend, then we are adjourned. Thank you for your time, everyone, and I'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.